둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with It's the Interview Series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here, for checking out the episode. You know what to do. If you like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out new episodes just like this one every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists, discover the new ones. You can grab me at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to leave a rating and a review while you're at it. Those always help out a ton. We've had some great guests drop by recently, including Jason Isbell, blues legend Taj Mahal, the Foo Fighters, Nadi Natasha. She's got a new album. The members of Creedence Clearwater Revival, Peyton List from Cobra Kai and School Spirits, Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age, Sam Yeager, you can see him in the final season of The Handmaid's Tale, along with the new version of Wolfman, Genesis, Sonic Youth, Heart, the B-52s, Pavement, Troy and Belisario from Pretty Little Liars in On Call Now. That's an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with David Hornsby and Charlotte Nick Dow. You know them both as part of the cast of Mythic Quest, whether it's Hornsby's David Brisby desperately trying and failing to assert control, or Nick Dow's Poppy Lee constantly teetering between genius and meltdown. These two have turned workplace dysfunctions into an art form. Their chemistry is off the charts, their comedic timing is razor sharp, and honestly, we wouldn't want Mythic Quest any other way. We get to talk all about season four with the pair. In fact, hearing about what it was like, sort of having a longer amount of time between seasons and refining their characters, and how basically both of them are embodying a lot of versions of themselves. David, who also writes and occasionally pops up in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, will talk about writing and leaning into the cringe and the pain and finding himself naked on a beach in this new season as well. I'm going to ask about the episode four. It's called Villain's Feast, where it's a bit of an Agatha Christie send up. You get that. And we also hear about the spinoff series Side Quest. There's also some stuff outside of the show. Charlotte just had her directorial film debut in Asian Male 60s Lead, and David is part of the creators of Lost Boys, the musical. So all that's on the plates and more as we dig into season four of Mythic Quest on Apple TV+. It's Kyle Meredith with David Hornsby and Charlotte Nick Dow.
Hi.
Hey.
It's a pleasure to see you both, and really, I guess, to say how much fun I have had watching the both of you just be the best type of humans over these past four seasons of Mythic Quest. Congrats on another great season.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It felt like there was a little bit more time in between these seasons than at least for us. I don't know if it was the same for you on the shooting schedules, but how is it, how easy is it or difficult to slip back into this character?
That's such a good question. I feel like Poppy really lives in me now. Like she's in her little box somewhere in my mind and she's always a little bit trying to get out. So when we start shooting a new season, she's like, here I am. And it's a bit of a relief in some ways. but I also think that this season where we find Poppy, and you're right, there has been a bit of time that's passed in the universe of the show as well. She's a Poppy that we've never met before. She's a Poppy in a romantic relationship. She's kind of found a bit of balance in her life. She's quite happy. And that was almost an unfamiliar territory for me to step into with the character. But it also, I think it sets the foundation for some quite chaotic happenings throughout the rest of the season. So I'm excited to see how people respond to that.
Yeah. When you say she's in you and just waiting to get out, like when I hear Poppy's laugh, and there is a little bit of deranged maniac in there,
and
I believe.
That laugh, by the way, it's basically my laugh. It's just, I really just let it come out unencumbered. I had a friend say to me recently, like, I love that you don't care about your laugh being pretty. And I was like, well, now I do.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
Good friend. Keep them close.
David, for you, and knowing that you do some writing on this show too, like when you write an episode, which I assume is a bit like playing God with these characters, and you get to write for like when you get to write for yourself, like, do you have to hold back? Do you lean into the cringe because it's you?
I mean, I owe it to everyone to humiliate myself as much as possible. I think you find, if anything, I find that I end up trying to write more physical bits where, you know, Megan or Rob might get like pages of like some physical bit with no dialogue, just like, what is all this? And like, I thought it'd be funny, you know, we could shoot it. Sometimes they'll just say David improvises some physical comedy, and like, we'll find it on the day. But I do enjoy, I mean, as finding what the lane of the role is, and then making sure, I mean, even from working on It's Always Sunny, and I think we did an episode, you know, 1776 sort of episode, and having Caitlin spit in my face, you know, when you write it, you're like, God, we're gonna have to shoot this. But no, it's good. We need it. Let's do it. So yeah, there's always a little bit of pain and you know, writing that you're gonna get humiliated constantly.
Yeah. Bleeding for your arts there. Yeah. That's I think I would assume coming from Always Sunny, which, you know, I guess what I'm saying is, like, how often on this show do you all still get something in the script and go, oh, that's messed up? Because those moments still exist in plenty.
Well, we're doing, yeah, I mean, we have some absurd things this season, I think. Still tethered to reality, certainly, and a lot of emotion this season. But there's some, I mean, finding myself naked on a beach, standing next to Rob naked is, you know, it's ridiculous.
The show needs it.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone needs that, but we wrote it and we filmed it. But no, I think putting ourselves in the characters in insane situations that make sense to the world. That's our goal, to put Rachel in front of a congressional committee to stand behind her values, you know, to put Poppy in the situations we put her in, to give Brad a real pull this season. And find out what everyone's priorities are as characters. That's what's been fun about the season.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle and Meredith with David Hornsby and Charlotte Nick Dow of Mythic Quest. Then there are always those, and I'll use the word side quest a little bit here, because in my interview will come out a little bit later in February. So I want to ask about the Villain's Feast in episode 4. I mean, these moments feel like, you know, Charlotte, is it different? Does it feel different? And where did this one come from?
I mean, this was one of my favorite episodes to shoot this season. I love to play dress ups. That's why I became an actor. We all get to wear amazing costumes, but also getting to take these characters out of the office and put them all in a room together, which doesn't actually happen very often on our show, that all of us are getting to interact together. I mean, we shot a scene in that episode where we're all sitting at a big dining table having a banquet. And that was one of the most, that was so much fun to get to do this season, for everybody just sort of like sit down together and try to make each other laugh. And I think that that episode, it's visually amazing. And it's also really, really funny. I hope we get to do plenty more of them.
Cast party in costume. That's what it sounds like. Does SideQuest open up the universe for the future?
I mean, I think SideQuest expands the universe in the sense that we're being able to explore different people that are involved or affected by the video game community or video games in general. There is some crossover, a little bit of crossover with Ion, certainly, specifically. But no, it's just a chance. It takes what we love about our show, which is the freedom every season to explore with a slightly different tone and go a little deeper and take that aspect of our show and put it into a 4-episode anthology. So we get to know some other stories that are tangentially related.
Looking forward to diving into that one, as well as all the other things that you all do. Charlotte, Asia Mel, 60s lead. I just watched the little teaser for that. And so congrats first on that, because I know that's the directorial debut. I also wondered, do you still play music?
Only for fun. I mean, I studied music I went to the Victorian College of the Arts, which is a very fancy music school in Melbourne, Australia. And then I decided that music was like too hard. So like everyone around me was really good. And I was like, I'm probably just not going to practice that much. So I feel like I've definitely landed as an actor in a world where it comes a little more naturally to me. But then I think in exploring directing, it's obviously a totally different job, but I think that what I realized in getting the opportunity to direct Mythic Quest and directing this short film that I've just made, is that I get the same rush and the same excitement from being on set behind the camera as I do in front. And I hadn't done it before, so I didn't know if that would be the case, but really showing up to set every morning and getting to do that with Mythic Quest on a set that was familiar to me, but with this whole new excitement, was an incredible opportunity that I'm very grateful for.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle and Meredith with David Hornsby and Charlotte Nickdow of Mythic Quest. And I'll quickly say Lost Boys the Musical, David. I'm hoping to love this as much as the movie, because this means a lot.
I know. There's a rabid fan base, and I hope you love it more, frankly. I hope it gives you a chance to expand on the movie. It's a different genre, so, you know, I don't think we'll ever be as good as the movie, but I'm excited because it gives you a chance to explore these characters on a more on a deeper level. And, you know, I mean, they sing, you know, they can sing about their inner thoughts. They didn't do that in the movie.
They certainly did.
They didn't do that in the movie. Sexy Sax Man. Outside of that, that's right. It. Congrats on another great season of Mythic Quest. And thank you both so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
And my thanks to David and Charlotte. Season 4 of Mythic Quest is out now on Apple TV Plus. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Before you get out of here, do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. Grab it at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s, the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent episodes featured some classics and favorites from Bob Marley, The Lumineers, Primal Scream, Pink Floyd, Kate Bush, Big Mountain, Elliott Smith, Nirvana, Warren Zevon, Big Thief, The Who, Neil Young, MJ Linderman, The Cure, Julie Cruz, Jack White, Japanese Breakfast, Living Color, Goldfinger, and my interview with Heather Graham. That's what you can hear weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.